You're listening to the Core Factors Audio Library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research created to support accessibility and for listening on the go. This piece is titled Facets of Growth Using Subscale Data to Support Type Development. The following narration preserves the original content and intent of the written article.
Facets of Growth Using Subscale Data to Support Type Development. Why growth requires more than a four-letter type. When most people first encounter psychological type, they often assume it describes something fixed, a label that says, "This is who I am." Practitioners know the reality is more dynamic. Type reflects innate preferences, but life continually shapes how those preferences are expressed. Over time, people develop new behaviors, adapt to role expectations, and integrate skills that were not part of their early personality landscape. Understanding this developmental movement is essential for effective coaching. Yet four-letter types alone offer limited insight into how growth actually unfolds. This is where subscales become essential. Subscales provide a detailed view of how clients express each preference, which facets come naturally, and which have developed through experience or intentional effort. Within the Core Factors Type Elements Assessment, subscales allow practitioners to move beyond preference labels and examine how growth shows up in real behavior. This added clarity helps practitioners understand not only a client's type, but their developmental trajectory. What subscales reveal about developmental pathways. Each subscale represents a specific behavior, attitude, or cognitive habit within a preference. These facets help practitioners distinguish between natural tendencies and learned expression. Development often appears in subscale patterns such as balanced or near midpoint scores that suggest healthy flexibility, high scores opposite the reported type that reflect adaptation through experience, shifts in subscale emphasis as roles or responsibilities change, diverse score clusters that indicate integrated expression of type. These patterns reveal where clients feel naturally aligned, where they have grown through experience, and where tension or inconsistency may exist. Subscales also reveal blind spots. A client may show strong conceptual thinking while scoring lower on comfort with experimentation. That combination highlights a specific growth opportunity that would not be visible through the four-letter code alone. In this way, subscales transform type assessment from a descriptive model into a developmental tool. Identifying growth opportunities through subscale patterns. Because subscales reflect behavior rather than abstract preference, they show which expressions feel effortless and which require energy. Through subscale analysis, practitioners can identify strengths not reflected in the four-letter type, highlight emerging interests or developing skills, differentiate natural preference from learned adaptation, reveal how environments shape behavior. For example, a judging preferring client with strong flexibility subscales may have developed adaptability in fast-moving environments. A perceiving preferring client with strong structure-related subscales may be building systems to manage increased responsibility. These insights help practitioners frame growth as an asset rather than an inconsistency. Turning subscale insight into developmental coaching. Subscale-informed coaching focuses on behavioral expression rather than generalized type descriptions. This makes conversations more personal, accurate, and actionable. A useful coaching structure centers on three guiding questions. What feels natural? Identify subscales aligned with instinctive patterns and energetic ease. What feels developed? Explore subscales shaped by learning or adaptation, including their benefits and costs. What feels aspirational? Highlight areas where the client wants to grow or experiment intentionally. Coaching conversations might sound like, "Your data shows strong conceptual thinking, along with a high focus on facts. How do these work together in your problem solving?" You've built strong structure, and your flexibility subscales suggest adaptability under pressure. How do you decide which approach to use? This balance across thinking and feeling facets suggests integration. How does that support your leadership goals? Subscales shift the conversation from "your type says" to "your data shows," creating a more empowering and grounded coaching experience. Tracking development over time using subscales. Type preferences tend to remain stable, but behavior evolves. Subscales provide a reliable way to track that evolution over time. Across longer coaching engagements or leadership programs, practitioners may observe greater balance across subscale pairs as flexibility develops, strengthening of facets aligned with new responsibilities, shifts in communication, decision-making, or work organization, changes in personality formation indicators that reflect growth. These patterns allow clients to see progress and connect development to lived experience. Subscale tracking also supports organizational insight by showing where development efforts are having measurable impact. Why subscale guided growth elevates professional practice. Subscales bring a higher level of sophistication to type-based work. Clients are no longer reduced to static descriptions. Instead, they gain insight into how their personality is expressed, adapted, and developing. Core Factors designed its subscale system to honor both stability and growth. When combined with insights from type discovery, type dynamics, and personality formation data, practitioners gain a whole person view that supports ethical, individualized coaching. This depth builds trust and positions the practitioner as a partner in long-term development. Key takeaways. Subscales show which facets of preference are natural, learned, or developing. They reveal a client's growth trajectory with clarity. Subscale patterns support personalized coaching goals. Tracking subscales over time provides measurable insight. Subscale-informed coaching moves type work from classification to transformation.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article, and you can explore the full written version and additional practitioner resources at corefactors.com.